So I want to talk about this thing that's they put out from the sign outside that says that Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas, is not a struggle for tefillah. The prat on Inyanim has to do with Sreifas HaTorah. So where does this thing come from? So it's the last one I'm going to in Tav Kuf Pei. It says, V'isa b'ksavim. Shiroi l'chol bar Yisrael l'tchis al Sreifas HaTorah. That there was a mice of Sreifas HaTorah. We say one of the kinnis on this. Mem Aleph. In the kinnis. On Tisha B'Av. And this mice of Shali Srufa Ve'ish l'shom Avilaich. The whole story over there that that they took cartloads of 24 cartloads into the main square in Paris, and they burnt those that Torah. And basically, historically, it seems like it was making the sakana the entire ability of that kiyula, which is all the rishonim and the yeshivas, and all quite a lot of the for Shifra and Ashkenazim, the Torah was mamish b'sakana because every sefer that was written was, they didn't have printing, it was much handwritten, and this was all that they had. And the whole story there that there's a Talmud Rabbi Yona that was present, and he said that he was made that this came because there were Mavaza, the Rambam's Ksavim, and basically that it's brought down very sources that he was there, and he said that how do I know that it came, because the people there at that time they gave over the Rambam's Ksavim to the church and they reviewed them, the Moira and others, and the people that went to the Rambam's Ksavim, and they burnt over there, and that square is where they burnt the Moira and the Sefer Amada. So he said that I was witness to this Maisa, the Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas, and the ashes of the Rambam's Ksavim were still there, and they got mixed into the ashes of the Sefer. So Zichar Midah Keneged Midah of that Inyan that Klal Yisrael themselves gave it over. Okay. Akapanim, so this thing was a very, very tragic episode, and Magen Avraham brings down Shiroi l'chol bar Yisrael l'tchis al Sreifas HaTorah shemikoach zeh nimtzar HaTorah l'klipos ha'makom yachzir al meramim. Because of Atanya, b'yoyim ha'shishi parshas Chukas nagu yechidim l'hesanis shebo'is ha'yoyim nisifu chaf or chavdal l'kronos m'leim svarim b'tzarfas. Now, the shayla is that normally we're kaveh the tainis on the date of the month. And here, they were kaveh Erev Shabbos Chukas. So what's that? He says, "Lekavu oisay b'me'a chodesh mipnei shemitoch she'elas chaloyim noida lahem." They asked the chaloyim. So for the first, the chaloyim really was from the others rishonim that bring it down. Shibul Aleke brings it also. The Magen was more makatzah here. That she'elas chaloyim was it b'chalal gzer min hashemayim? I don't know what that means exactly, but like, is this similar to what we find by the Rebbe Malchus? They asked, like, is this a gzer with makabel? So is this a gzer min hashemayim? So they were told an answer. And the answer was, Dug Zeres HaTorah. Dug Zeres HaRaisa. So, it's a Gzera, fine. But Lashon, it's a Gzera on the Torah. But they understood the remez because the Targum teaches, Zeres Chukas HaTorah, Dug Zeres HaRaisa. And the words of the Chaloyim was that the Gzera, and it's the first words of the Parsha of Chukas, so obviously the Erev Parsha's Chukas was good. It wasn't date of the month that was going. So the Magen Avraham just says, "V'loikavu b'me'a chaydish b'mpnei shemitoch she'elas cholam noydalam shiyim sreifas shiyim aparsha goyim gzeres haTorah." I'm not so much on the story. Zodis chukas haTorah, but I'm going to do gzeres haRaisa. Fine. So memela has to do with the kapara for the sreifas haTorah has to do with parshas chukas, and memela regozer a yentainis. And it's brought down over here in the Magen Avraham. So they were saying over there that in time like this, that it's mechayv, it's a yom misugol for inyanim that have to do with. tefillah. That's what they suggest, and more than suggest, I guess, that people should take it as yom tefillah. Okay, but specifically, so tzarek beer this whole inyan l'maisa. So what's taka the pshat that has to do with the par? What's the inyan? So there's a michtav from I found last night. I don't know, came across it somehow or other from the Ramchal about this. That apparently happened again in the time of the Ramchal, which is obviously much later. This was in the 1200s. So it happened again. Some Srefa Sharon. So they asked him, what's the inyan? So he brings down this whole ma'isa. Besides the chukas ha'Torah, dagzera ma'isa, noy da shekan nemar inyan zeh. The whole inyan is here. So essentially, I don't really know what he's saying, but let's say over the words he's saying over here. Essentially, he says that when somebody's ma'ir a kitra kasham aklai yisrael, so they need a kapara. And normally the kapara, the Srefa Saparas, the greatest tumah in Klal Yisrael is the tumah of Tumas Meis, and the way to get out of the Tumas Meis is through the Srefa Sapara. Par is the only way to get out of the highest level. When Klal Yisrael went to Golis, there's B'machashak and Hoshivani Hashem Kemesei Olam, there's a tumah of Golis. And Memela, it requires a certain... When Klal Yisrael is taken up by the Golis and there's a Ma'ir Kitrin, so it's Mechayev something like the Parah. The Kibin Shechar Rabbi Yisrael in Parah. So he says, let's just read the word, Hutucha Ter Ba'atzma Limoser HaKach Lisreifa Bavur Yisrael. Vezim Besakin, that in other words, the Torah itself says that I'm going to give myself up to Mesakin this thing of Klal Yisrael. Since you can't be Seref HaSaparah, so the Torah itself comes and says, this is the only thing Klal Yisrael has. So it's kilu like the Torah is given as a carbon. But he says, I don't know what that means. But he says here at the bottom something. He says, so that means that the Torah is willing to sacrifice itself for Klal Yisrael. So lemaisa, then you sacrifice. So what's another way to do it? So he says, the other way to do it is fakir, it's the people sacrifice themselves for the Torah. He says, if people sacrifice themselves for the Torah, then the Torah doesn't have to sacrifice itself for the people. And Mil, that's a kiyum of, that's a tikkun for this thing. And whenever there's this kitrug, if the people are willing to sacrifice themselves for the Torah, then that will be a tikkun of this, that the Torah has to give itself up for the people. How does he know that? He says because it's in the parasha. Zoyz Torah Sa'adam Ki Amos Bo'el En HaTorah Niknas El B'Misha Meimis Atzmo Yaleh. This is the beginning of a person Meimis Atzmo Yaleh, and by being Meimis Atzmo Yaleh, he is giving himself up to the Torah. And that comes instead of the other way. And he says, that's why this inyan I've seen this question before, this inyan of En HaTorah Niknas El B'Misha Meimis Atzmo Yaleh, why is it Nirvas Dafka over here in this parasha Paraduma? So he says, mouse for this. To tell you that the kapar of Klal Yisrael, that the kapar of Klal Yisrael giving himself up to the Torah could be a tikkun like a paraduma. That when there's a paraduma for the greatest tuma, so there's paraduma. When there's no paraduma, so doch gzera sarai says that the Torah itself has to give itself up for Klal Yisrael. But if Klal Yisrael gives themselves up for the Torah, then that itself makes the tikkun. And he says when it's missing in this. The Klal Yisrael is giving themselves up for Torah, then that's more the kitrug, that it's more that the Torah has to give itself up. So the time is specifically misugal for inyanim that are putting the Torah b'sakana. So the yom tefillah is that. So. We see that if Torah is being put b'sakana, so Memela and Klal Yisrael are being put b'sakana, so this kitrug is shtak. So on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, so we say we need that there is still a shaychus for paraduma. The shaychus for paraduma is the Torah itself, it's the chukas haTorah. And Memela person Klal Yisrael has to make a decision: are they going to give themselves up for the Torah, or is the Torah have to chas v'shalom give itself up for Klal Yisrael? And that's the nicest. It's not just Yom Tefillah, from Aaron Tefillah, but it's specifically about this, according to the way the Ramchal says it. So, I was speaking to Rabbi Stefanski, bringing him back. So he said, I asked him, what do you say about this thing with the geis, whatever? So he said, what's the shayla? Vachem to Rosh Shtenders. At Rav Gershon, so then they say you want yeshivas. Can't say you want yeshivas, and then you start getting suspended at Rav Gershon. So, you don't want yeshivas. You don't want yeshivas. Shem takes away yeshivas. And then he said, Hashem is lo yikach shaycha. So, even learning Torah shaycha, if you don't really machshav. You think you're learning, but you're not really machshav Torah. You can make a machleks about Torah and then say you want Torah. So whatever, that's what he said. But the point is, on some level, if it's missing in the Adam Kiyomas Ba'al, if it's missing in some level the Adam Kiyomas Ba'al, then it's going to come out that there's going to be a on the Torah itself, and that's why this Zman is Masugah for this. Now, there's really a whole nother Indian, and I'll touch on them, but I may say it again later, so Akupanu, this is for sure true, is this is Ramchal says, that it's Zichar Yom Masugah, as to be Makabal on oneself, an extra Dargah, and Adam Kielos Ba'oil, and giving oneself over more, and Mesias Nefesh, another Dargah Mesias Nefesh for Torah. It's for sure true. There's another Pshat. It's a big Arichas, Sefer B'Kitzer. Like I said, I deserve the right to say it again. Okay. But that there's another in there, some Sefer Ber Yosef. He's Masber. This in here, a little bit of a different Knech. And basically, he says that. Why is this, again, answering this question, how did they know that this Inyan, when there's a Gzer and Klal Yisrael, he's not making it specifically about Torah, but in general, there's a Gzer and Klal Yisrael, so that it's Mekusher with this Parsha. So he says that, it's not an interesting thing, that Lefisha Satan Vumas Oilo Moinin Es Yisrael Loimar, Ma Mitzvah Azoyis, Ma Tam Yisrael, Zak Drashi, that the Umus HaElam and the Satan comes to Klal Yisrael and says, what are you doing? L'fika kasev b'chuka, gzeri melefanai, in l'cha rishu sahar achara. So there's normally, so what do you tell the goyim? We don't know, we're doing it anyway. So normally, the Torah does care that we should look like chachamim, v'enei ha'umas, and sefer dvarim, chukim mishpatim tzadikim, and Rashi brings down on the hagunim and kubalim. There is such an idea. It's just an interesting thing that the Sultan's coming and saying, what are you doing? And it's taka no pshat to it. It's taka hidden the pshat. Even though there is a pshat. And Moshe Rabbeinu, and in Lost Love, there will be a pshat. But this was hidden from us. And what's the side? Mavur, obviously, is that it's Mataris HaTmeim. It's Pung Faker. Everything's Faker. It's Mataris HaTmeim and Mataris HaTahir. So, this thing is to be Meramis to us. That nish yedizach mifrashtein. We don't understand everything. It has to be something where we don't understand everything, and you have to know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has a Torah that we don't understand. It's not meshuvah to our understanding. And there was misyachid one parasha in the Torah that after everything said and done, this is what you're taught over here is you talking don't understand everything. So when it comes to Torah, you talking don't understand everything. But we have to take that and say, we also don't understand everything when it comes to the way the world works. And when it comes to Tzadik V'Ra'aloi and Rosh HaVatoi, we talking don't understand everything. And the same way that the Kadosh Baruch Hu made a Torah, and there's things in the Torah that's beyond our seichel to understand, the way Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world is also beyond our seichel to understand. And we can't understand everything. I thought it was very interesting that It says, lefikach kasa b'chukah gzeru him lefanai. So one of the in the Hakdamah to Iyuv, the Ramban writes that the biggest kasha that anybody has is always tzadi v'ra'ala. And one of the examples he says is like the Harugi Malchus. So in what we say in Musaf Yom Kippur by the Harugi Malchus, it says that they ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, was this a gzera or not? Should they mekabel it? Should they not mekabel it? And the lashon over there was the same lashon. Gzera him elafanai. He was the same thing. Gzera him elafanai. In lacharishus laharachara. That I think it's the exact lashon. Right here. I don't see it right now. But I saw it last night. I looked it up. It says here, the Lashon, oh here. Onza baskim mishamayim, im eshem kol achar epoch esot online, will so stop asking questions. Gzeri melefanai. Kablu me kablu. So it's the same exact Lashon. Gzeri melefanai means the same way that in Torah, these things, we're not going to understand in Torah. The parsha is to tell us that there's things that we don't understand, and it has to be this way. And in Hanhaga Sa'ilam, Kodesh Baruch Hu also runs the world that way. There's things we're not going to understand. And Gzeri Melfana, and in Lachorsha Sa'arachara, and it's exact same Lashon. So so he wants to say that at the time of this Gzeira, they were trying to understand, and Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Dug Gzeira and Raisa means, this is the same lesson you're supposed to understand from the Paraduma Gabe in Torah. You're not going to understand everything. You're even not going to understand in Hanukkah Sa'ilam also everything. And the terrace to the Tzadik Ralu is that Hagufa the same Zoyshku Kasatara that you don't understand the Torah, you don't understand the way the world works. And that's why this also, for really stop any Ace Tzara and any Gzera, is to remember that we don't understand and we're in the hand of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the only thing that we have is the tefillah to Kodesh Baruch Hu should be matzah klai sol from all their tzaras. So it should be in this in these names.